This article is entitled, A Focus on the Missing. Meeting under the theme, Am I My Sister's Keeper? Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Girls, the Lutheran School of Theology at Chicago held its annual Vine Deloria Jr. Theological Symposium in November. The symposium is named in the honor of the theologian activist for Native American rights and alumnus of Augustana Seminary. Over the last two decades, Indigenous leaders, organizations, and families have worked to shine a light on the ongoing missing and murdered Indigenous women and children and girls epidemic, and on the thousands of Native American women who are missing or have been killed in North America. Today, the movement is growing, not only to bring awareness to the issue, but also to create change in government and law enforcement systems. These activists seek to bring justice for Indigenous women and to prevent more from being stolen. The symposium presented lectures, panel sermons, and learning lunches on the topic, asking how the church might support the movement's efforts. The symposium began with a conversation between Vance Black Fox, ELCA Director for Indigenous Ministries and Tribal Relations, and Portia Skenador-Wheatlock, Manager of the Native American Advocacy Program for the Friends Committee on National Legislation. Skenador-Wheatlock, who was born and raised on the Oneida Indian Reservation in Wisconsin, spent her formative years visiting tribal nations across the country. I always knew where I came from, she said, and getting back to our humanity is one of the most fundamental things we can do. Skenador-Wheatlock said she has always seen how the federal government's decisions have affected daily life for her, her family, and her native community. She came to understand that her calling was to learn the languages of law and policy and serve as a delegate and interpreter for native people. This crisis has multiple and layered causes, she explained, including the history of how Native people have been treated, the opportunity non-Native men see to do whatever they want on tribal lands without consequences, and a lack of accountability, as half of all these cases aren't even prosecuted. As such, Skenador-Wheatlock believes the crisis must also have a multi-layered solution. It must be addressed at every level, from national legislation down to faith communities and families across the country. Skenador-Wheatlock recommended that churches who want to support the movement should call or write to their congressional representatives about issues affecting Native people, and especially Indigenous women. Specifically, she encouraged support for the Family Violence Prevention and Services Act program. More generally, she encouraged non-Native people to educate themselves about Native issues, to volunteer, and to honor the shared humanity of all people. Getting back to our humanity is one of the most fundamental things we can do, she said. The November 16th Learning Lunch featured Pamela Fencer-Smith, whose niece, Aubrey Dameron, of Grove, Oklahoma, went missing 3 years ago. Since then, Fencer-Smith has advocated for others who seek help finding their loved ones or who seek justice for their murdered relative or in the Indian country. Frustrated what they believe is not a serious investigation by authorities, Fencer-Smith and her brother, Christian Fencer, have organized volunteers to search and investigate. It's tough going back over the things we've had to endure, Fencer-Smith said, who previously worked in law enforcement. Police didn't initially believe that Dameron was missing and used incorrect pronouns when referring to her. She believes they didn't want to help because Dameron was Native, transgender, and two-spirit. That's a person who identifies as having both a masculine and a feminine spirit. She considers Dameron's disappearance a hate crime. When Fencer-Smith and her brother helped create a local group that focuses on missing women, they learned that many families in search of missing relatives have had similar experiences with law enforcement. Jurisdictional issues often complicate such cases when they occur on the federal Indian reservations. The FBI is still working Dameron's case. Fencer-Smith said congregations can get involved through advocacy organizations and by using their social media and platforms to bring attention to the issue. The symposium closed with a panel discussion between Black Fox and three activists, Shara Giles, former chair of the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center, Roxanne White, executive director and founder of Missing Murdered Indigenous Women, People and Families, and Leanne Guy, founding executive director of the Southwest Indigenous Women's Coalition, Arizona's Tribal Domestic and Sexual Violence Coalition. All three spoke about how this crisis has shaped their lives, professionally and personally. Each had loved ones who were murdered or went missing, and some were survivors of abuse or trafficking. White encouraged attendees to ask themselves how they can not just be an ally to Native people, but a co-conspirator. If you were having an event, a vigil, a prayer walk, a search, come on out. And if you can't come, you can donate. Panelists also advised church members to trust that Native people understand the needs of their communities best and to listen to their voices and respect their leadership. Though progress toward ending this crisis has been slow, the panelists say they see change beginning to happen. "We can never lose a sense of hope and healing," Guy said.